What Nick Cummins actually looks like is a photo of everyone's dad from the 60s or 70s.
I'm not being crass, but he has an erection. There's wood.
Why did you have to take it there?
But it's true.
In the back of my mind, I got Mum chirping away going, make sure you find yourself a nice Sheila. Let's go.
Right, let's go on a group date. That's where it started.
It is, yeah. It's the inaugural Bachelor Segway Relay, which is actually the stuff of dreams. I've always, as much as I hate Segways to look at, I want to go on a Segway once in my life.
This is new information because you don't pan you? Them
I pan
at
them
any
all
given
the time.
Opportunity.
Guys, mostly we're because leasing. I want one.
Shut up. Guys, we're Lise and Sarah. We have a national early breakfast radio show across the Hit Network, and we love debriefing The Bachelor. Oops, didn't really go.
What happened? Debriefing him, like taking off his jock.
Yes, yes. But what I mean by that is just having a deep dive into the episode of The Bachelor.
Be careful what you say after deep dive.
A deep
we
dive
like deep
and
diving
debriefing.
Into The Bachelor. No, wrong again.
Okay, so it started up on a group date on a piece of equipment that is generally reserved for grossly overweight American security guards and used by able-bodied, young, fit people.
You know, they require a lot of balance, though. I think, I imagine that they do. You've got to counterbalance the weight of the equipment with the weight of your body. So okay. They had to do one lap each, and then they had to answer a question about Nick, which were the most ordinary questions.
Oh, I mean, were you bored at this point?
Oh,
were you so
my God.
Bored?
I mean, surely there's got to be better questions to ask
I mean,
him.
Thankfully, Britt livened things up by just leaping off the Segway and masking it as a fall. It wasn't.
I know. Like, they made it out in the promos like she was breaking a bone or
she
something.
She just
there
jumped
was
off and just thought, I'm going to ramp some stuff up here.
I have a question, and this might be a little bit... what's the word? A contentious question, really. Do we all think that Britt is a little smidge cocky when it comes to, like, physical or athletic challenges?
Yeah.
Do you pick up that vibe? Like, I get it. She's, like, we've established
she's coordinated.
That she's coordinated and that she has an adventurous streak. Mm. But it's like, do you get a little bit of a vibe? Like, whenever she's about to...
A little bit. She said something goes, like, they don't like, call
yes,
me Hurricane... What was it?
Britt for nothing. For nothing. But also just before, like, when she was about to hop on the Segway, she was like, yes, my turn. It's like, okay, like, I don't know. I just wish she'd maybe tone it down a bit.
Do you think you're saying something... that as... A girl who is an athletic? Are you jealous?
No, because I would consider myself to be somewhat athletic,
but
I wouldn't make a big deal
what
out of it.
What would draw you to that conclusion? Because you do reformer Pilates on a three weight.
Sarah, coming from a one weight Pilates girl.
Here we go. See,
right,
see
okay.
When we're talking about cockiness from Britt, what I've just elicited from Lise is cockiness because she lies her body prone on a board in
Sarah,
a stationary position and lifts her
Sarah,
knee
when there
to
are
crunch
three,
her inner
when
thigh.
There are three springs on a reformer machine, it depends on what sort of exercise. That's a high spring.
It doesn't
ratio.
Require much coordination, though, does it?
Sarah.
I think you're jealous of Britt.
I'm not jealous of Britt. I'm
I
just
think
saying
you are.
She could tone it down. I mean, she looked like a giant Cavendish banana in her stupid jumpsuit.
See, this is jealousy talking. Often what people dislike in others is what
no, I
they
love
have
the girl.
Themselves.
I think she's so – I'm the first one to say she has so much going for her. I just
but
think,
you just said she looks like a big Cavendish banana.
Well, but that's just – I'm just being objective. Those jumpsuits were hideous.
Objective or obnoxious?
A bit of both.
But yes, look.
So the blue team wins.
She does have a certain aura of a 30-year-old who can still have good hand-eye coordination. Most of us have lost it. Some of us never had it.
True.
I mean, look, it was such
it's
a boring
no, It's
boring
no surprise
date.
That Brooke then wins the alone time. He has to pick one of the girls,
yep.
Doesn't he, for alone time.
And we get our first little snapshot of Shannon being annoyed. She said she felt gypped. Now, normally Shaz, as she's affectionately known, just has a smile on her face.
But this is the problem. She's been as cool as a cucumber, too cool. Mm-hmm. Too cool, too cucumbery. It's mm-hmm. too much. Now she's lost it, and she's realised in that moment where he's picked Brooke on her blue on the blue Segway jumpsuit, whatever. That's it. Her moment is slipping through her fingers, and she's got the shits now.
Yep, that's right. Because out of that whole group Segway lame date, Brooke got alone time, and there were a few murmurs of why is Brooke again, getting more alone?
She's
time?
She's always a step ahead of them, isn't she? That's what right. they're saying. And you know, again, the alone time that they have, there's great, good flowing conversation, solid eye contact.
Brooke took her shoes off. How do you feel about taking shoes off?
Well, look, I think she
I've never done it. Never. Never in a public situation would I take my
That's
shoes off.
That's not a public situation. They've You're been on Segways television. All day. She's a tiny little whip of a girl. She wants to tuck her little tootsies under her haunches.
I can't do it. Also, okay. I have she's feet not like at the hobbit.
She's not at the races, and she doesn't have feet like a hobbit like you do with high arches.
High arches.
But not in the good way, not like a dancer's no. high arch, just like
well,
a hobbit's
Well, I could have been
arch.
A dancer. I like to think I could
Sarah,
have been a dancer.
Sarah, you couldn't have with those feet.
In fact, it looks like I have been a ballet dancer with those feet. They're all slightly crumpled, wonky toes, high arches.
I think it's fine that she took her shoes off in that situation. She's not walking through like...
Look, I'm just bringing it up because there's not much else to talk about with this episode.
She gets a rose. She gets a pash. Then
he
can
kept
we
his,
go...
He kept his eyes open when they were kissing. Did you see that?
No, I didn't watch. I'm still like a child in that. Like I put my fingers over my eyes
really?
When people kiss. Yeah.
I felt like he's very vulnerable with Brooke because his whole jugular was exposed.
What does that mean?
Back to the lion on the Serengeti.
No, today we were going to be the arachnids that eat.
Oh,
their...
that's right. Look, it was a very tender kiss. I felt like it was like a movie.
Very, he's very, very tender nurturing with towards
very
her, doesn't
loving.
Isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's cut to Emily's single date.
Okay. Emily is...
She's had 19 years of ballet in her life. She's a yes. dancer. He plans a date, a thoughtful date, takes her to the Sydney Opera House
Where
to
the Australian
ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a pas de deux.
Yes.
Which is French.
Four. Step of two.
Two people dancing.
As opposed to pas de chat.
Pas de chat is step of the cat.
It's different. It's a different manoeuvre.
That's right. Now, he wears leggings. How do we feel about the leggings? He said that they go straight up his crap hole, which was nice.
No, I don't know. I thought he said straight up me crackle.
No, he said crap hole.
Because I wrote crackle.
It's not.
And I thought that's a cute way of saying.
No, he said straight up me crap hole.
Oh,
yeah, it's very graphic. Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
well, have you ever heard of that being referred to as a crackle?
No,
maybe
but I thought it was like
date?
A mix of tackle.
No.
Like instead of up me tackle.
No, straight
up me crackle.
Up me crap
and
hole.
I was like, oh, snap, crackle and pop. That
no.
brings back nice memories.
No, well, don't let your mind go to anywhere nice when it comes to the shit he says.
I did think I did think Nick holding up a G-string and examining it is kind of like the way I examine a G-string, like a foreign object.
That's how you hold up my G-string.
When yours are about,
you know, we
yours are a
sushi.
Fifth of the size
yes.
of that
well,
one.
Well, because
he
I'm
wore.
A fifth of the size of Nick Badger, whatever his name is. Remember when we were having sushi the other day?
Do
and
I remember?
We were having
it's
sushi.
Burned onto
innocent,
my retinas.
Innocent. I lean over to grab a steamed pork bun. And Sarah chastises me with my choice of underwear. How, like,
well,
do you look down my jeans on a regular occurrence?
No, I didn't have to look down. The bit of thread that you were wearing popped out the top of your jeans. Now, what I like in Lise's G-strings too is, you know, if ever you're wearing a frock and there's just a loose thread that comes out the hemline and you rip that off. Okay, well, that's what's happened and Lise has turned that into a pair of underwear.
It goes straight up me crap hole.
Straight up the crackle.
Guys,
up the crackle. But I think Emily is a really well-spoken, articulate, classy girl, but she's not the girl for Nick.
No, she's not.
Because she can't be with someone who says things like...
Cliché.
Up the crackle.
Up the... That's not what he said.
Or he's holy also, snap and duck poo.
Like, he also said plégé instead of plié.
He was just playing to the cameras, though.
No. I mean, possibly, but you could...
I thought he was quite good. I mean, what I love about I mean, male ballet dancers are phenomenal. So athletes, are the female. But athletes, when you see their muscles in their tights.
I mean, you saw he was struggling to breathe. That's how hard ballet is.
Yes. I mean, I put tight tights on to kind of, you know, like keep it all together.
Yeah.
Whereas they're just, oh.
Sinewy
just
and delightful.
Sinew.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Sinew. Yep.
I could paint them.
You couldn't.
I couldn't.
You couldn't. Okay, so then they go to the romantic part of the date, which is a giant thumbs down from me.
Yeah.
There was no romance there. There's no chemistry. She doesn't get a rose. It was awkward as.
Yeah. I mean, he actually asked her how she did her hair.
Yes. Did she use a curling wand in it?
Yes. It was awkward and there was a lot of, yeah.
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 Yeah,
it was friend zone, and
yeah, she's. Well, why does he give her a rose in the end, though? I thought that she would have been cut.
Oh, she did get a rose.
She got a rose.
Yeah, I stopped taking notes at that point in the episode again because I just got bored, and I was actually on the Iconic looking for a perfect pair of tan sandals. Like, that's kind of indicative of if I start shopping for something else online while The Bachelor's on.
Yeah,
it's a. It's a dull episode.
I think, you know what? I think we've been, I think we are, what's the word when you're desensitized? I'm desensitized to love, to reality love now. It's dead. I have no heart. We all know that about me. But now I'm like even bored when good stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like, what do we need to rev this up? Because I didn't like the bitchiness.
No, I was thinking about that. Now that's gone.
What do we need? I think I'd want more passion.
I want more passion.
I want like an episode of the Gigolos equivalent.
You've got to stop watching that show.
I can't. I'm up to season 4 now. Can't watch. Oh, I need God. To get to the end.
I sat on a plane with Lise to Roma and she basically gave me a blow-by-blow account
of
every Gigolo episode she's watched and how she's got such respect for male escorts now as a result.
I didn't
and
actually.
I was just sitting on the plane eating my Dreamtime Tucker bush plum slice, which is the favourite thing to get in my gob.
I did not. Don't
and just
stop.
Nodding. Like, I've often thought about it. I mean, they've got such a craft, such compassion for the people they're with. It's a
all
beautiful
I'm
thing to watch.
Is if you get bored with The Bachelor, I highly suggest that you guys tune in to Gigolos because it's a different type of entertainment. Yes, it's X-rated, but you will learn a thing or two, and you will also learn that the service they offer, Sarah, is more than just a bit of jackhammering. There is emotion at play. They listen to the it's companionship. I do. I've almost shed a tear in some episodes.
I don't believe it.
Believe it. Anyway, we're not.
So you didn't cry in The Lion King, but you will cry in Gigolos.
Is there a market for a Gigolos recap?
Oh, good grief.
I mean, I never want my mother to find out that I'm watching that
Mum
show.
Is ashamed that I watch The Bachelor.
Oh,
she
God,
says
don't
to me,
even tell her the Gigolos
Your father
exist.
And I spent so much money on your education.
Oh, God.
How can you embarrass us by admitting you watch The Bachelor? I'm like, embarrass you? Mum, I'm doing a national podcast about it.
I'm taking it next level. Okay, right. So let's go to Shaz's minor meltdown.
Look, the thing with Shaz is we've all been Shaz at one point. Shaz had been on the Terps all afternoon. She'd had a few under the belt.
But we know from Kira that they're only allowed one drink an hour. That does not get one
Shannon
blotto.
Shannon is...
One drink an hour, as.
Two.
It wasn't two drinks an hour.
It's
it
two.
Was eight
Why
drinks
are you
over
miming?
The
this
course
isn't
of
charades.
The day.
It was two drinks and...
It wasn't. She said eight standard drinks over the course of a day. 8 hour filming days. That's one drink an hour, guys.
I will go to the audio if we have to.
Oh, don't make him pull out the audio.
Whatever. Well, two drinks an hour does not make one blotto. It makes Sarah blotto.
Lise has to muzzle me after I've had two drinks
that
in an hour.
That is true. Okay, so because there was a date card up for grabs, an additional bonus date, whatever. I didn't quite get that. And who got it?
Oh, I don't even know.
Who got that extra date card?
I'd moved on to black sandals by this point.
Someone got the extra date.
Sophie.
No, she did her whiteboarding.
Yes,
no.
And then she
got
the
date. Oh, yeah, she does get the bonus date. What did they do on that date, though?
They didn't. It happens next week.
Does it?
Yes.
We really didn't pay much attention.
Yes, that's the teaser where they're in the pool and it's all...
Oh,
It's all looking a bit hot and steamy.
Yeah, it's looking a bit gigolos. Okay, so she has a cry from disappointment because she says,
well, she
I
says
really
like,
thought.
Man, I was holding some shit in. You should have kissed me.
She walks off from the camera.
And I like Shaz.
And it's down in the rose ceremony, it was down to Dasha and Shaz. And then Dasha's in fetal position when Shaz gets evicted.
Yeah, I thought it was Brooke crying, but it was Dasha. They're all close.
But can you, if you were in a gown,
yep.
If you were in a formal gown, would you assume fetal position?
No, I'd be dancing like Belle from Beauty and the Beast just by myself around the place.
No empathy at all.
Singing to the lampshades.
Shaz gets booted. And
tale as old as time.
You're a twit. She gets booted.
Is it maybe?
Who am I then? The Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Oh, I can do Angela Lansbury's voice.
You actually can. Thank you. Because you have like an 80-year-old, you have the soul of an 80-year-old woman.
I also watched quite a bit of Murder, She Wrote in my youth.
I hated that show with a passion. I always looked at Angela Lansbury and I thought, that is one talented woman, but by God, I'd love to give her a makeover.
Well, you can't say that.
Well, it's just true.
Because you were watching Murder, She Wrote when she was already 107.
That's
when
right.
She was filming that movie. But back in her prime.
I know. I'm not saying there's anything. I'm just
saying. Someone's going to say that about you one day. They're going to be like, oh, I'd love to give Lise Carl. And we'll be like, you know what? She stood in the light that Adriana Lima was going to stand in. She was Adriana Lima's body double once upon a time. And then you look at her on her little wheelie walker.
Can I just go to what Shaz says when she got booted?
Yep.
You didn't get to know me. You should have given it another day. We would have made a great couple. You should have just kissed me.
The thing
end is, scene in the limo crying.
Poor thing. But on the first date, she said she doesn't kiss on the first date.
Well, that was her first mistake. I told you that. I told you that.
Why are you getting angry at me?
Because she regrets not sticking her tongue in his mouth.
I've never had a no kissing on the first date rule. No.
Sarah. Oh, no. Yeah, you were a serial patcher. Good girl. But I'm just saying, if you're in a competition and you have to.
Also, I didn't go on many first dates. But
if you have to figure out if there's physical compatibility, holding off on kissing on the first date is not a good idea. It's just not.
Well, you've got to be attracted to someone to go there. But if you're not attracted to them, then you don't.
Yeah, well, that's right. But if you're like, oh, we need to ascertain whether there's chemistry, then that was not a good strategy. And it's come to bite her in the bum.
Well, especially when she did get the first impression rose and had the first date. And,
that's right.
You know, she wowed him from the get-go. But I think she was just very patient. She's not a competitive person.
No, she's not. She's very
she
sweet.
She just thought, I'll stay in the background here. And, you know, he knows what kind of a person I am.
Yeah, she was
and
hoping.
My time will come to shine. It's a tale as old
as time. We need to cut this short.
I'm done. That was a really boring episode and I hope next week's better.
Is it hometown dates next week?
No, there's still six girls.
God, when is it over?
Look, do you want us to keep recapping this podcast or not? Write
oh,
a note.
On.
Put
we,
a comment in.
Guys, we got a call on the tepid line. Can we listen to it, please? We got one call. We solicited and people answered. One person answered. I haven't listened to it yet.
Hey, girls. It's Lou. I'm calling it now that I think that Brooke and Shannon are in a relationship.
What?
There was a sneaky little winky-winky to each other at that poxy group date on the team friggin' bonding between Brooke and Shannon. Then tonight's episode, Brooke is in tears because Shannon leaves. I've called it. You heard it here first. From me. See you later.
I think Lou's had two standard drinks per hour.
I think Lou felt sorry for our desperate call out for people to ring in on 1300 693 478.
Well, it's gone from the lukewarm line
yes.
to the room temperature line.
Yes, I'd
just
say
in
so.
One
probably
call,
sitting
Sarah.
At 30 degrees, I'd
yes.
say,
yes.
on a scale of hotness. I think that Lou had the poxy group date right.
Yes.
Shannon leaving right.
She was right.
But I don't think Brooke and Shannon had a relationship. And it was obviously Dasha.
Yes.
In the fetal position on the floor, that's not Brooke.
Not Brooke. It was not Brooke. That's right. Thanks, Lou, for your call.
Thank you've
made
you
us
so
feel
much.
Mildly
you've
better.
You've upped the ante. If the hotline was a fire danger chart, it's now just sitting, it's still under.
It's well under.
It's still in frozen.
It's undercooked. Yeah. It needs to be, yeah.
It's a bit like Elsa.
It really is. It needs to be thawed. So this is what's going to happen, guys. We love this podcast. We love you all listening to it, but we don't love it enough to do it next week because we're on holidays. So we will be doing a Tuesday podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that coming up with Heather Maltman. So
yes,
that will be dropping in your feed. We will be on holidays, but it's dropping in your feed regardless. Wednesday, Thursday, Bachelor episodes, you'll hear Zip from us.
Yes. And if you can't remember who Heather was like the Cass of Sam Wood's year.
Everyone
she was,
remembers Heather Maltman.
Yes, but some people may
she was,
not.
She was
heartbroken. She was the girl everyone was gunning for.
Yeah.
She was nice girl and fun door. And the girl next door.
Yeah, she was low-key, down to earth. She was a lot of fun. We have a really good chat with her. So, you know, fear not. We will be back week of the 1st of October, and that'll be coming into the good stuff, won't it?
Oh, yes.
That'll be coming into home dates.
Finally.
So,
let's do it then.
Let's
gotta go.
Do it. Bye.
Can't get enough of those two girls. Download the catch-up now on the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home.